Coming up next on the Breakup Vent.
And then she went off on her way. I think she was kind of sad.
Oh, no.
She was very sad and upset. And then I went back and I was like, yes, I did it. I broke up.
Okay.
I'm free of this burden. Figure it out in high school.
So did you seen it coming?
Yeah. Well, I just didn't like her.
You didn't like her?
At some point, I didn't like her.
You were in a relationship with this woman and it made it up to 6 points and you just stopped liking her. What is that about?
So I liked her for the first month or two, you know?
Okay.
And then, like, I didn't like her. I didn't like listening to her stories. So I went to the movie night and I got there and it was, she was with, like, all guys.
Okay. All of her friends were guys.
All of her friends there were guys.
Okay. Were you bothered by that?
In that moment, I was bothered by it, yeah.
Okay. Was it just a lot of guys?
It was three or four guys.
Okay.
And then it was her. Not like that. I meant like, I regret this.
We are here again at the Breakup Vent. We have a special guest. All my guests are special. Vivek.
Hi, I'm Vivek.
Yes, this is my guest, Vivek. He's here to tell us about the situation, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on today to the Breakup Vent, the number one breakup podcast in the world. I'm so happy to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Okay, so let's get down to it. Let's start with relationships in your life, period. So what is your earliest memory of relationships growing up? Were your parents married?
My parents were married, but they were divorced when I was six. And then I didn't see my dad for a long time. Well, I didn't see my dad at all really after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So as of today, do you speak to your dad?
I don't speak to him, no.
Okay, so the last time you seen him was when you were six?
No. So he went to India after my parents divorced. And I don't really know what he was doing. He's kind of doing nothing over there.
Okay.
But we would go to India every few years, and I think I saw him twice during those trips.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been since high school at the very least.
Okay. Do you have siblings?
No siblings.
No siblings.
Just me and my mom growing up.
Oh, just you and your mom.
Yeah.
Did she ever remarry?
No, she didn't remarry.
Okay. Did she ever have like male companions?
No,
come
she
over?
Was like, I don't know. I don't know if she was just sick of men.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Listen, your mama sound like the kind of woman I'd like to be.
or she was just maybe really conservative about it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understandable. Okay, so with that being said, do you feel like that kind of shaped how you viewed relationships?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom was kind of conservative, she was like, don't date at all in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
So you never dated in high school?
No, I guess I didn't really date in high school, no.
No? So no prom or anything?
Nope, I did not go to prom.
Oh, wow. Did you want to go? Were you interested?
I was conflicted. I was like, I was definitely like, I want to go to prom and have a good time, but I was shy.
Yeah? You were a shy kid?
I was shy-ish. Okay. Shy adjacent.
Okay. I got it. So when was your last relationship?
My last real relationship was 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
But the last thing I almost got into a relationship with was about 6 months ago.
Okay. So you had a situationship.
Yeah, an almost
relationship. And it was an almost relationship.
Yeah, it was this close.
Okay, because now I'm like, I kind of want to like combine the two, I would say, because I'm curious on what broke you up, like what the breakup was about 3 years. You broke up 3 years ago?
It was right before the pandemic. So I guess it was 5 years ago.
Oh, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long were you all together?
We were together for 6 months.
Okay, so you were together for 6 months, and why did you break up with this person? What happened?
That's a good question.
Did you break up with them, or did they break up with you?
She broke up with me. It's usually that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Mostly because even if I see it going south, mm-hmm. I'm like, let me try. Mm-hmm. Because I'm still like that kid who wanted to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. but couldn't figure it out mm-hmm. in high school.
So did you seen it coming?
Yeah. Well, I just didn't like her.
You didn't like her?
At some point, I didn't like her.
You were in a relationship with this woman, and it made it up to 6 points, and you just stopped liking her. What is that about?
So I liked her for the first month or two, you know?
Okay.
And then, like, I didn't like her. I didn't like listening to her stories, you know? Like, okay, so let me tell you about her.
Right, okay.
We're talking about the six-month girl, right?
No. We're talking about the 3 year. You said right before the pandemic.
Yeah, the girl who I was with for 6 months, yeah. That was the girl before the pandemic.
Okay, hold on. No. So I'm going back to your oldest relationship, and then we'll get to the situationship. So I'm holding off on the situationship, and I'm curious on the relationship that you were with before the situationship.
Oh, I see what you're
is
saying.
Is that the most recent one is the situationship, right?
That was.
But the one before that one was?
That one was 6 months long.
They both were 6 months.
No. This last one, the situationship was two.
Two months. Okay. Let's go back to the 6 months.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, yes.
That's
okay.
Why she's the 6 month girl.
Okay. Let's do 6 months first and then we'll do 2 months. Okay. All right. So.
Yeah. Well, you asked me why I didn't like her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I met her in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I was doing a volunteer thing.
Okay. Did you live in New Orleans at that time or somewhere else?
I lived in Ohio at that time.
Okay, you lived in Ohio, but you were volunteering in New Orleans. Okay.
Yeah, and I spent a month there, and this girl came on the same day I did and spent a month there.
Were y'all doing the same work?
She was doing more of an art volunteer project, and I was doing a recycling project.
Okay.
But every morning we would all eat breakfast together, and then in the evenings we'd all come back to the little dormitory that they had.
Oh, okay, so this is with the same company.
Yeah, we were both with the same company.
Got it. Just different positions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could think of it like that.
Okay.
And then we would just hang out. We just hung out every evening for a whole month. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess I got to like her. We took a trip to San Antonio.
Okay, so you liked her in that time period.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked her.
Okay.
And it was really, there was only like one or two other kids there. Mm-hmm. I say kids, we were all adults, but...
Right. I was like, what's going on? Okay. Got you. So one or two other people.
So she was British. Mm-hmm. And then there was another girl there who was Irish.
Okay.
And then there was another girl there. I think I vaguely remember there being another girl there. She kind of fades out of my memory, but she was from China, I think.
Okay. Do you have a type? Do you feel like you have a type?
Really pretty.
Really pretty?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, like, the ethnic background or anything?
Usually it doesn't matter. The ethnic
okay, so background. What was the British girl's ethnic? Was she a white girl?
She was white,
okay,
yeah.
Got it. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I liked her accent, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. People love that. I'm not a fan of the UK accent. I'm just not. But go ahead.
I used to not be... Sorry, I'm going to go on a tangent here. But I used to not be a fan of, like, German accents or... Scandinavian accents.
Okay.
But then, like, what I learned was if I see someone hot and they talk in a funny way, then mm-hmm. I like that accent.
Okay, got it. So it's not even, you don't care about you throw the accent out the window if you think they're hot. You're like, whatever, I don't care what you sound like. You look good. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. As long as their personality isn't mm-hmm. egregious.
Okay. So y'all went to San Antonio. Y'all took a trip together. It was just you two, or did the whole...
It was just us two.
Okay, go ahead.
We took a little... I rented a car. We drove down to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. We went to Six Flags. We walked around the... what's it called? The Riverwalk.
Okay, yeah, the Riverwalk.
Yeah. And we just kind of like solidified that we were going to get into a relationship there.
And this is like a month after knowing each other.
This is about... 3 to 4 weeks, yeah. So about a month.
Almost, okay. Got you. So almost a month, and then 2 weeks later, you're like, I don't like this girl.
No. It wasn't 2 weeks later. It wasn't 2 weeks later. It was, we went, after that trip was over, it was like a week until we were both going to leave the trip. So we kind of like got on FaceTime and we were talking to each other for like a month or two. And as soon as she had left the U.S., I made plans to go to the U.K.
Okay.
And I had gone to the U.K. like a month or two after she left the U.S. And so when I got to the U.K., we had been FaceTiming like every day, right?
Right.
And so if you can think about the time difference.
Is it like 8 hours or 9 hours?
No, from Ohio it's six.
Okay, got it.
Five or six.
Yeah.
I was FaceTiming her every day, and it's like 6 p.m. my time, and it's like 9 p.m. her time.
Right.
And she had a busy schedule, so it worked out for her. But what happened was that I was only talking to her. Like, I would get off of work, and I would talk to her, and then it's like 9 p.m. What am I going to do at 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
And at that time, too, I wasn't really loving the job. That was my first assignment with the Air Force, and they weren't really having me do a lot of important stuff, and I felt like, man, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Yeah. So.
That's why we got cuts going on right now in the VA. But go ahead.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I'm just kidding. That's why we got cuts going on right now in the VA. That's they got you doing nothing? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
They really should have cut my position. And honestly, at that point, if they had said, we'll cut you, I would have been like, yeah, I want to actually do something with my life.
Yeah, of course.
But I was stuck there, and I was talking to her, and so I really wasn't doing anything. So I was getting really impatient with her. And so when I finally went on that first trip, I went there, and I was kind of like fully depending on her for entertainment.
Okay, I see.
Occupying myself.
I see, I got you. Okay, so let me ask you this. You said you weren't really doing anything and you were getting agitated with her or aggravated with her?
I wasn't really getting aggravated with her at that point, but I was feeling like I wasn't doing enough.
For her or just in life?
In life.
And what I'm trying to figure out is did she just catch backlash because you were feeling this way?
Well, hold on. Let's get there.
Okay, go ahead. I'm like, why would you? Okay, go ahead. We'll get there. I'm going with you. Let's hear it. Because I'm like, you can't be like, I feel like I'm doing nothing. It's your fault. So I'm like.
I was not like, I'm feeling like I'm doing nothing. But it's your fault. But I was like, I'm feeling like I'm doing nothing. And then I'm listening to your stories. And she was doing drama school at that point.
Okay, I see.
She was doing stage management.
Okay.
So every day on the phone, I'd hear her complain about her other stage management friends, comrades. And she was always really stressed out about it.
Okay.
And so I would listen to this like every day.
Yeah.
And I wasn't enjoying
hearing these stories.
Yeah. But the annoyance. So I think the first month it was like the first month before I went on that first trip, it was good. It was like, you know, sexting and fun stuff like that.
Yeah. The honeymoon phase.
The honeymoon phase, yes.
Honeymoon.
The honeymoon phase, yes.
The honeymoon phase. Like, it's so good in the beginning. Like, the
right.
Honeymoon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I went on that first trip, and it didn't really feel honeymoon-y. Mm-hmm. It was kind of me just waiting around on her.
Oh, okay. Because she would go to work, and then...
She was going to school.
Yeah, school, and then come back.
Come back, and I think... I went to Bath, so there were like some good parts. Like we went to the Roman Spa, which is really cool. They have a big pool and everything, and we enjoyed that. But also, you know, like in that 5-day trip, we only had sex once.
Okay.
And I was like a little annoyed at that.
Did you express this to her?
Yeah.
The first day, the second day, or the third day that you didn't have sex? Because out of the 5 days.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time. I guess yeah. What I'm trying to figure out is that when you expressed this to her, what was her response? She was just like, whatever? Or was she going through something? I'm guessing there might be a valid reason. I don't know.
I don't know, but I let it go.
You let it go?
I let it go. It wasn't because we didn't – this is only month two.
Okay.
So then I went home. We talked again, and this is when things started to get kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. When she's like calling and like complaining about
school.
Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, the benefits of being in a relationship weren't really there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So basically she was calling you to vent and, you know, that was pretty much all you were getting out of it.
That's yeah, what it sounds like. That's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, I planned to go visit her during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I have an uncle and aunt who live in the same place of her hometown. So okay. It's like, I'll do a double trip there.
Mm-hmm.
See her, see my uncle and aunt. And then she was going to come to the U.S. for a couple weeks.
Okay.
So I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got there, she got sick.
Was it COVID?
No. This was the January before COVID happened.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. She had hay fever or something.
Oh.
Maybe it was COVID. Who knows?
Oh, Lord. Okay, good to know. Okay.
But yeah, I was in her parents' place, and her parents were yelling at each other like the whole time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so stressful to be there.
Yeah, I was just like, oh Lord.
I just wanted to leave, yeah.
Did you express this to her? Did you be like, your parents are a little rowdy. Can we get a room or something? I don't know. Did you want to know? Did you? Was that an option?
Because
I would imagine there's really no privacy in a home with her and her parents. Or was there?
I mean, she had her room and her bed was small. I'm a big dude. You know that. Mm-hmm. So
how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, 6'2". Okay.
So my feet are hanging off of her bed. And
it's a twin size bed?
No, I think it was like a queen or something.
Okay.
But still, it wasn't a lot of room in that house. And
right.
Of course, her room is across from her parents' room.
I mean, I would say that's probably why she didn't want to have sex more often.
Well, I mean, that's the only time we were in our parents' house.
Oh.
That was only 5 days. So the first time I visited her in Bath, that's where school is.
I see.
The second time I visited her in Sheffield.
Okay, with her parents.
With her parents.
Yes.
I got to see my uncle and aunt and mm-hmm. cousins shortly, mm-hmm. too, on that trip. But yeah. Then we came back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
after that 5-day piece.
Okay.
Back to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time the roles were flipped a little bit. I was going to work and then coming back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I took her to do a few different things. But then again, I think she was there for 2 or 3 weeks and mm-hmm. The sex thing came up again. She wasn't wanting to have sex
mm-hmm.
as frequently as I would have liked.
Okay.
And so that was left me feeling a little lost and irritated, I guess, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it's like, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
And what was the answer that she gave you when you asked?
I think her answer was like, I just don't feel like it.
Okay.
Yeah, or I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing very specific.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I still didn't break up with her.
Okay. But you were just annoyed at that point.
I was annoyed, and I was like, is this right? Mm-hmm. I, at this, so after that first trip, I was actually like, I should break up with her. I should break up with her. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't because she was my first relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was scared. And I'd lived in Colorado. I'd lived in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really feel like there were a lot of options for me.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is it. Like, I haven't gotten what I wanted prior.
Okay. And how old were you at this time?
I was like 22 or 23.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. I think that January I turned 23.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the year prior, I'd gone through a whole year. Like, so I went to the Air Force Academy, mm-hmm. and there weren't a lot of girls there.
Oh, right.
Military generally, right. There's not a lot of girls there. So, I guess I had tried to date a little bit, but didn't really mm-hmm. get much.
You get headway, no
play? Yeah. Okay. Headway. Well. That was not supposed to be a pun, but sure. Right. I didn't have much luck dating. Okay. going on dates, not even going to the sex part yet.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in Ohio, you know, I feel like the place I was in Dayton, Ohio, there was mm-hmm. like Wright State and then there was University of Dayton, mm-hmm. but I hadn't really broken into any groups at either of those schools.
Okay.
So everyone else was like 40 and I was like 22.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So wait, so you were very shy in school, high school, and so then going through life all this time, this was your first relationship.
This was my first relationship.
Were you a virgin up to this point?
No.
Oh, okay.
But good, my virgin story is not great.
Okay. All right.
My virginity losing story.
Good to know. Not. Wait, were you younger or of age?
When I lost my virginity?
Yeah.
I was 21 when I lost
my virginity. Okay, so about a year before this relationship came about.
Yeah, but what I'm saying was I'm not proud of the way I lost my virginity.
Oh, no, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Do you want to share?
I'll share if you want. Yeah.
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay, I guess we'll tangent here. Oh, getting me all uncomfortable here.
Don't get uncomfortable. Keep it real.
So, my friends and I decided to go on a cruise mm-hmm. the spring break of our senior year at the academy.
Okay.
And there was a club on the cruise.
Mm, oh, I see. I see where this is going.
there was a girl that I thought was really hot. Her name was Demi.
Good Lord, you can call Demi out. What's up, girl? Were you drinking?
Huh?
Were you drinking? On this?
I did drink, okay. Yeah. And I really wanted to get with Demi, but mm-hmm. Demi, I don't think she wanted anything to do with me.
Really? Okay. I mean, you got her name, so.
I mean, by this point, I was pretty. I knew a lot of people on the cruise, and like, mm-hmm. I think she was, when I say she didn't want anything to do with me, I mean, she didn't want anything to do with me sexually.
Right.
She was fine with me mm-hmm. just chatting. But I kind of figured that out, and I just went and chatted with whoever mm-hmm. on the cruise. And then I found one girl that I wasn't attracted to. Mm-hmm. Who was into me, and I was just like, okay, let's just see what happens.
Okay.
And then she followed me to my room, and I was like, okay.
Oh, you're like, we're going to do it. This is the moment I've been waiting for my whole life.
So, well, kind of.
Yeah.
So I was actually sharing. So I was sharing a room with mm-hmm. one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And then there were another couple of friends who were sharing a room. And then there was this one guy, somehow he wasn't sharing her room, but with anyone.
Okay. Okay.
So my friend was like, listen, bro, you're going to get laid. So I'll let you have the room mm-hmm. and I'll be roommates with the other friend for tonight. Mm-hmm. So I took the girl to the room. We had made this pact before we had even gotten into the cruise. So I got the room from my friend and we went there.
What's the pact?
The pact where if one of us gets laid, then...
Oh, that she would stay somewhere else.
Or wait. That we would switch rooms.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So someone would get an alone room.
I got you. Yeah, I'm with you. Y'all are ready for it. All right.
So we do the thing. I take her to her room and we do the thing. after it's done, I'm like, wait, what did I do?
What do you mean? What did you do?
I was like,
I don't even know if you, or did you do it? Are you sure you did it? I don't even know what I did right now.
Not like that. I meant I regret this.
Oh.
Not that I regret it, but I'm like, I don't want to be around you. I don't like you. I don't.
Oh, okay. Was this on the first night of the cruise?
No, this was on the third night.
Okay, and how long was the cruise?
Seven, I think. Seven
okay,
nights.
So she probably was just like, okay, we go together now.
She was.
Yeah.
So at 6 a.m., so I fell asleep after the stuff. And then, I remember I woke up, in a panic, and I was like, what's going on? And I looked. And I looked at her and I was like, oh yeah. And I was like, I got to get out of here.
Okay. You got to get out of your own room. Go ahead. Okay.
Got to get out of my friend's room. Yeah. I was like, I got to get out of here.
Lord.
I was like, what time is it? Well, I got to get out of here.
Okay. You got out. You just ran out.
No. I was like. I looked at her. I was like, oh, my God, we got to go. Or we got to – I don't remember what I said, but I said something super –
You better go where? You're on a boat. But go ahead. I got to go to work. You got to get out of here.
I said, I got to find my friends. And then I rushed her out, and then we both went out, and it was like 6 a.m.
So you threw her out. Okay. It's 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. I was like, I got to find my friends.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So this story makes me look like a dick. But
I mean,
there are other stories that will make me
It's a judge-free zone, just so you know. So no judgment here. I mean,
I think your fans will think I'm a dick after this story. But hold on. I get better as I grow older.
Right. So did you like it or not? Like, you, because what I'm hearing is that I'm hearing that it was bad after, but was it bad? Was the experience itself bad?
I don't know. You know, there's...
Okay. Never mind. Don't go no further. I have heard it all. I've heard all I need to hear. Back to 6 months. How'd you break up with the 6 month?
Okay, so... As I said prior...
You were saying that basically after she was visiting Ohio, she didn't, you know, it was the same thing over and you were annoyed with that and you should have broke up with her then, but you didn't, right?
Wait, hold on. I want to go back to the cruise ship girl real quick.
Okay. Back to but you don't know her name, right?
I forgot her name.
Okay. You know the other girl's name. Got you. Okay, go ahead.
So... At 6 a.m., I'm like frantic. I sent her down the elevator to her room or whatever.
And she was, her out to the elevator.
She was staying with her parents.
Okay.
So she went back.
How old was this girl? You know what? Don't tell me.
She was at least, I think she was older than me at the time.
Okay.
I think I was 21 or 22.
Okay. And you sent her back to her parents and then what?
And then I was like, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get breakfast. Okay. So I get breakfast at the cruise. And, and suddenly I feel better because I'm eating food. I find my friends. They're chilling in the hot tub. This is later in the morning, maybe 10, 11.
Okay.
and then she comes up to me and she starts. And she said something. I can't remember what she said. I think she had wanted to hang out. And I was like, I'll hang out with you later.
Okay.
So I put it off.
Listen, I'm going to just repeat what you said. You said this story is making you sound like a dick, and I tried to move on, and you said, no, I want to go back to it some more. So go ahead.
No, I'm listening. No. let your people, let whoever listens. know that I was a dick at one time.
Let them know that.
All right, listen.
Everybody
that's
a dick at some point.
No, not me. I've not been. I'm always a sweetheart, but
listen.
You know. I'm a Texas Southern Belle, so. But go ahead. No, it's not about me. It's
I'm
all about you.
I'm also a Texas Southern Belle.
Are you?
Bo.
Wait, did you grow up in Texas?
I'm from Houston.
Oh, really?
H-Town.
H-Town. Shut out. You're the second person from H-Town. Wow.
You said you're from Houston, right?
I'm from Funky Town. Funky Town, stand up. But anyway, it's not about me.
Louisville?
Yeah. No, Funky Town. Funky Town, Texas. It's Fort Worth, if you didn't know.
Oh. Okay. Alliteration.
Don't act like you don't know about Funky
I
Town.
Did not know about
anyway,
Funky Town.
So, back to the hot tub. You told her you'd hang out with her later.
I did tell her I'd hang out with
did
her
you?
Later. And then, okay, wait. So, at some point, we went and we got... No. So, I think that later that night... Oh, yeah. So I said, let's go to the club or something late. Let's go on a date later or something. And I think I skipped the date. And then my friends were like, you got to tell her something, man. You got to, even if you don't like her, you got to tell her something.
How about the truth?
So then I got really drunk.
Okay. Sound like the truth might be coming. That happens. Okay.
I remember I'd like. They had unlimited passes for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just used it.
Okay.
And to the point where I was swaying on this ship that's also swaying.
Oh, sounds like you're about to get sick.
I didn't get sick, but a security guard was like, you need to control your friend, to one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like, is he going to fall off this ship?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to put him under crew arrest or cat in that cabin dungeon. Yeah, what's it called? The brig?
Break. Something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were like, we're going to put this man in the brig.
Okay.
So finally I stopped drinking and I was like, okay, I guess I'll go find the girl. or maybe you know what? The girl... Somehow the girl was on the deck at the same time I was, and I ran into her.
All right.
While I was determined to do to break up with her, quote unquote break up with her.
I like that. You go together, and now you don't go together. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
After you put out at six. But go ahead.
And so then I went up to her, drunk as hell. I pulled all the drunkenness in.
Okay.
And I was like, listen. I don't think this is going to work out between us. She came up to me. She said, we need to talk. And I said,
oh,
listen, I don't think we're going to work out together. And then she went off on her way. I think she was kind of sad.
No.
She was very sad and upset. And then I went back and I was like, yes, I did it. I broke up.
Okay.
I'm free of this burden.
All right.
But then, later on, we, saw her close to us during dinner, and one of my friends said, yeah, she was saying that, oh, you know what? When she was in the hot tub, I'm sorry, this story is all over the place, but when we were in the hot tub earlier that day,
yes.
She said, my dad is upset at you.
Oh, so her dad knew that you his daughter that night and then sent it back and broke her heart, right? This all happened in 2 days. This is crazy.
I suppose.
That is a serious breakup situation. All right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So this was the origin of you just breaking up with the girls. Or you said the six-month girl broke up with you, though.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, I generally don't break up with people.
Okay, but you
at least in the longer stuff, I'm not generally the person who breaks up with the girls.
Okay, because in your origin story just now, you started
that. I wouldn't say that's an origin story so much
that's where it all started.
Huh?
You said this ain't gonna work out. We can't be together.
That was my virginity story, though.
Right, you know, she thought y'all went together and you broke it off. That's all I'm saying. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It's right. Okay, so back to the 6 month girl.
Back to the 6 month girl. Okay. So in January of that year was pretty hard. She went on a trip to London from Bath. And I didn't talk to her too much. which was okay because I got more time. But
and y'all are what, like 3 months in at this point?
At that point, we were three and a half months in.
Okay.
We had a trip planned for the March of that year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking on and off while she was in London. Not okay. on and off, but like not as consistently as before, but we were still talking
mm-hmm.
pretty consistently.
Okay. And you were still upset about the no sex, right?
Yeah, I was upset about the no sex. The sex thing was gone.
Okay.
Like it just didn't feel
mm-hmm.
like we were in a feel, it felt like I was just listening to her complain.
Right. This still going on 3.5 months.
Yeah, 3.5 all the way up to like 5.
Okay.
Where when I went up to Bath again.
Okay.
And that trip I really just felt like I was waiting around for her.
Mm-hmm.
And even there was a point when and we started arguing quite a bit because we were arguing about what to do.
Right.
With okay. our time together.
How long were you in Bath on this particular trip?
All these trips were like
five.
I would only go 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
but we started arguing about like how we spend our time together. Mm-hmm. I remember there was the last we took a trip up to Bristol
mm-hmm.
from Bath. We took the train there, and we could not decide. We could not agree on what we were gonna do with our time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we finally just, and I would like, and she also didn't like having her hand held or being kissed in public.
Okay, she don't like PDA.
She didn't like PDA, but mm-hmm. I like PDA, and mm-hmm. this was kind of problematic between us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were going to Bristol, I remember there was just so much anger between Ooh. Us, like. I think I got really frustrated, and when I get frustrated, I just kind of like withdraw myself, and I
mm-hmm.
get quiet.
Just so I'm clear, all this, it had to be more than just the argument. At least for you, it was probably more. I'm not sure about her though, because I'm just like, to be so angry from what you're describing, like somewhat enraged by the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it can't be just from
yeah,
not because, being able to decide on where we're gonna go.
Because I was going all the way over there mm-hmm. and I was
yes,
feeling
okay.
like
that makes sense. You're not guessing,
seen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm feeling like I'm dependent, okay. depending on her.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was dependent on her for just like occupying myself during that time. And like, you know, at that point, my whole life is just like revolving around her
mm-hmm.
because I get out of work 6 o'clock talking to her and then mm-hmm. I go to bed and I go back to work,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and this work and this job has not really given me a lot of purpose because.
Right. I see. So what happened after the rage and the anger?
I remember like I was just really frustrated with her. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember she cried, and I think I cried a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like tried to recover a little bit, and we went on this walk, which was really nice. And we bought this like little toy airplane, and we threw mm-hmm. it around in the, the
okay.
mall.
Okay,
had a little silly and goofy time, and mm-hmm. then. You know what? I remember I wanted to talk about deeper stuff
mm-hmm.
with her, and I wasn't able to get through with her. I just felt like everything we talked about was
surface,
not even surface, small talk almost.
Mm-hmm. So you never really talked about politics or religion or anything like that?
We did talk. I think we talked a little bit about politics, but not like on a deep level. It's mm-hmm. more like,
okay.
I hate Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Why do okay. you hate Republicans? I don't know.
Don't worry. All right. And so you realize you can have an in-depth conversation?
Yeah, I realized at least it wasn't very fulfilling.
Okay.
Maybe we were, but the conversations were not fulfilling.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So you might have had it, but it just was not fulfilling.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Interesting.
Why do I think it was? I don't know. Maybe because I wanted to talk about, maybe because I genuinely think it was because I didn't really have,
well, you just
wasn't satisfied with what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't doing something really interesting to me.
And you did, at this point, 5 months, you didn't like her anyway. Because you said about 2-3 months, you just start kind of just lost interest.
I did lose interest, but I was attached to her.
You were attached to her, I guess, emotionally?
Emotionally, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also didn't want to be alone, you know?
Yeah, I see. And like you said, this was your first relationship. So
yeah.
You kind of were hanging in there.
So then, after that trip, I went back home and we ended on a somewhat sweet note. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was a pretty sweet note to end that trip on. I went home. And I think we bought tickets for her to come back to the U.S. Mm-hmm. 2 months later. But on that trip, when I had gone there, I'd gone through Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And I was starting this, and COVID news was starting to pick up. Mm-hmm. And I started seeing people wearing masks, and I was kind of freaking out a little bit. And interestingly enough, while we were in London, we started to see news about people in England starting to get COVID and being hospitalized. I remember we were sitting at a bus stop, and I was reading the news, and I told her, "I'm kind of freaking out about this. Like, this could really change everything. Mm-hmm. This could be pretty dangerous." And then she said, don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen." Right. And usually it's the other way around for things. But right. the next week after I'd left England, I had a trip to Alabama for work.
Okay.
So I went to Alabama, and then I talked to her on the phone, and I got really irritated at her because she was – because we weren't having those deep conversations that I had wanted. Mm-hmm. And so...
Or you might have been, and you just didn't find it fulfilling.
It might.
Okay.
I think it was... I don't remember exactly, but I was irritated.
Yes.
And so I didn't pick up her... I told her I didn't want to talk to her for like a day or two. And so the next day that she had called me, like, I texted her, "I can't talk today. Let's talk another day." And I think she knew I was upset. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, within a couple days, she called, and I think I was ready to break up with her. Mm-hmm. I think during that time I was upset, I was ready to break up with her.
Yeah.
And then she broke up with me.
Okay. All right, so you both knew that, hey, this ain't working out.
Yeah.
Okay, but she pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
You should have pulled the trigger back when you was like, "I don't want to talk to you for a day." You knew then, right?
I should have.
You kind of was like...
I should have, but after that, after she broke up with me, like I was maybe happy for 3 days, somewhat happy for relief for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then I just felt overwhelmingly alone.
After she broke up with you, like 3 days later, you felt alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kept feeling alone. And actually, like one or 2 weeks later, I think it was only 1 week. Mm-hmm. I went to Dallas with the same friends who were on that cruise.
Okay.
And I called her while I was in Dallas, and mm-hmm. I was like, "I really want to get back together with you," because I felt really alone, and I felt really hard mm-hmm. to make things go on. And then and she said, "No, I want to do therapy. I want to do other stuff.
Right.
I want to focus on me." And then and she said, "I really appreciated the time that we had together, and mm-hmm. you were great to me." And
yeah, Well, good for her. She wanted to better herself. I think that's a really good way to look at it, right?
She did. She did. But wait. Okay. It gets better. Then 2 weeks later, COVID hits.
Yes.
And then I just felt completely alone after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing you were somewhat isolated at that point.
Yeah. And I was in Ohio.
Yeah. That's... COVID was tough for a lot of people. So, yeah. I just want to be clear. I do not give advice on this. So when I said you should have broke up with her, because it was in the past, I know you couldn't have pulled the trigger at that point. I just was saying it as, you know.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, a Ryan Reynolds thing. But anyway, so you broke up with her, COVID hit, and then, and where were you at? Are you in Ohio at this time?
I was stationed there right back, yeah.
Okay, got it. So you were in Ohio. And then how did you come across the situationship?
So at that point, I was in D.C., Arlington.
Okay. So you were in D.C., and then, okay, you came across this hot young thing without an accent.
I met this girl on Hinge.
Okay, you're on Hinge. All right, the dating apps. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely after, well.
So y'all met up. Where'd y'all go for your first date?
Well, hold on. Let me set up some context.
Okay.
After I left Ohio, dating did pick up for me. Like, I was able to get more dates.
After COVID or during COVID?
After I left Ohio and after COVID.
Okay.
But I still, even in D.C., I wasn't getting, at least at that time, it would go on and off, you know. Mm-hmm. And I still felt that little piece of me that was like, am I going to even be able to find dates?
A special someone.
Well, even the first step of that. Am I even going to be able to get that first step?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's always been something that I struggled with.
Okay.
But yes, I met this girl on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a wine bar.
Okay.
That was halfway between the both of us, walking distance.
Oh, walking distance.
Which is great.
Yeah. That's a win. At least here in LA, if I could find somebody in walking distance, we might as well just get married at that point. But go ahead.
I mean, that was the requirement in D.C.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing over 5 miles
on
Hinge.
Okay.
I also didn't have a car there, too.
Okay. So you don't like driving?
I don't like driving. When I moved to Boston...
Are you a bad driver?
No, I'm
just kidding.
I'm a great driver.
I mean, if you are...
I have no accidents and no tickets.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
You must not drive a... let me stop.
I mean...
I have a thing against Toyota drivers. I can't help it. I just... maybe it's because of where we live, but anyway.
From 16 to 24, I drove all the time.
Okay. But now you just don't...
But then I moved to Boston, and I lived downtown,
and
parking is like $500 a month, so.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Okay. So y'all met at the wine bar.
We met at the wine bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you want to know?
I want to know, how did it get to almost be a relationship, and then you just broke it off? What happened in those 2 months?
Well, you know, she was a really interesting girl. She was...
Did y'all hook up the first night y'all went out?
No.
Okay.
I waited 4 dates.
Okay, 4 dates. So a week or something like that, 2 weeks?
A week and a half or two, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first date, she talked quite a bit about what's going on in Palestine, the Gaza Strip in Israel.
Right.
I'm trying to remember.
What was her ethnic background? I'm curious.
She was half Middle Eastern. I think she was Libyan. Half, maybe it wasn't Libya. It wasn't Morocco. Something with a tan.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say Tanzanian and call it a day. I'm just kidding.
No, definitely not Tanzanian. And she was half white.
Okay, got it.
So
she was expressing her displeasure with the war in Gaza.
She also protested. She did all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Was she a student?
No.
Okay.
But I get what you're saying. Was she that kind of student vibe?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just wanted to know, was she a student? I genuinely wanted to know how old this person was. Like, was she student age or older?
She was like, this was last year and I was 28. She must have been 27.
Okay. So, no, she was much older like, than that.
Just barely younger than me.
Okay.
But then the second date, what did we do? And I thought she was really smart. Mm-hmm. That first date, and you know, she was pretty. Mm-hmm. So all good for me.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Then the second date, I think we went to an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Played some games.
Oh, that's fun.
And then here was the first red flag, though. After the date, I asked her if she liked hand holding, and she said no.
Okay, you come across these girls that don't like PDA. Seems like it.
It seems, yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess you don't like me. But then we went. I didn't say that out loud, but I was in my head.
I know
like,
what you were thinking.
Yeah. But then we went to get ice cream, and I thought she was just going to leave after that, but she's kept hanging around.
Okay. At your place?
No, at ice cream.
At the ice cream place, okay.
And then I think I said, all right, I should go to bed. And then I dropped her off at the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or I walked with her to the bus stop, and she went home.
Okay, let me go back to this red flag, because you said that you felt like she didn't like you and it was a red flag because she didn't want to hold your hand.
It wasn't just that. It was just that she was walking quickly to the ice cream place, and I think that if you like someone, you'd hold their hand.
Okay, I mean, it's a second date. That's kind of, I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. It's a little invasive for me to hold a hand. I'm very touch sensitive, first of all. So maybe that's just why I'm just like, dang, that's a red flag. I had no idea. But yeah, good to know. It doesn't mean I wouldn't like the person, or I wouldn't be open to holding their hand in the future once we got to know each other. But
she also said, I don't like PDA.
Okay, well, then there you go.
That's the red flag.
So then that doesn't mean she doesn't like you. She just isn't.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just like under the impression that she might, that it might be one of those things where I might not see her again.
Okay.
But it's a red flag for me because I like PDA.
Okay. But you went on another date after you knew this.
Yeah.
Okay. And why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because she was pretty and she was smart. Mm. Yeah, she was pretty. She was smart.
And that's it. Hey, date number three.
I didn't have any other options.
Okay. But if you had another option, you'd be like, all right, I don't want to.
No, I would have.
Not went out with her.
I still would have gone out. If I was loaded with options, I just had no time.
Okay, got it. But if you had one more option, okay, you still do the thing. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was still like, let's just go with it and see what happens. Maybe I am too needy as well, and I should just chill.
Okay.
I was still like, maybe it's me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should be better.
Okay.
And so I went on a third date with her.
Yeah.
And this time she invited me to, I think it was actually, we got ice cream on that Wednesday. And then that Friday she said, come to Porch Fest with me. You know what Porch Fest is?
No.
It's like this festival. They have it at least in Boston and D.C. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have it other places too. But people go outside and they play music.
On their porches?
Yeah, on their porches.
Okay. So you just walk down a street of porches and listen to their music?
Yeah, this one was also in like the commercial district of D.C., so it was kind of in bars.
I have to check out Porch Fest.
Yeah, it's a fun time. They sell drinks outside.
All right.
You can drink on the street.
All right. Kind of sounds like New Orleans, just a little bit. But.
So, you know what? That was actually the fourth date.
Okay.
I can't remember what the third date was.
It's okay. You don't have to remember. What I really want to know is, how did you almost get in a relationship with her?
You know what?
What?
sorry, I took her to improv on the second or third date.
Okay.
And then it was funny because it was like an improv jam.
Yeah.
So I was going to go up there, and I didn't realize that there would be nobody else sitting in the audience.
Okay.
So she.
Oh, you didn't know that people are in the audience.
No, I didn't know that there would be no one else in the audience.
Oh, there was no one in the audience.
So she was sitting there alone in the audience.
Oh my God.
And they were like, come up. And she was like, no. And then she was like, she looked around and she was like, I guess I'm the only one here. And then, and she was like painfully like shy, awkward kind of.
Okay. You got her at her shell.
And so she came up. She wasn't painfully shy, awkward. Like if you talk one-on-one, it'd be fine. But she didn't like doing public things.
Mm-hmm.
So she came up there.
Okay.
And then she was like, you made me
do
improv.
She liked it. Maybe not. I don't know.
She was like, I blacked out during it.
Okay. Was she good at it?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay. Good to know.
She didn't get up too much, so.
Okay.
She was kind of sitting in the back wall a little bit.
Okay. So, yeah, went on these dates, improv and all that good stuff. Then, and then?
Fourth date, she invites me with her friends to Porch Fest.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And then her friend was like, you made her do improv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. And then after the fourth date, then what happened?
So that was the night that we got together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed together for like a day or something. I think I had showed her some videos I had previously made.
Mm-hmm. What kind of videos?
I made like little social media videos, YouTube videos.
Oh, are you a social media star?
I'm definitely not a star.
Okay.
I've made a handful.
Good to know.
And attempted to be a
star.
Add
me at the break event.
Huh?
I said at the break event. But go ahead. You're not a star, but.
I showed some of them to her. I think I sent her a message. And I think on that fourth date, she said, while we were together,
mm-hmm.
She said she couldn't believe I sent those to her and it was cringy. So.
Oh, okay.
So.
And that was the end of it?
Huh? No, that wasn't the end.
Oh, I thought she was just like, I can't believe you sent me those horrible videos. This is over. Never call me again.
She didn't say it's over, but.
This is over. Don't ever send me no like that again.
That was another red flag for me.
Oh, because she didn't like your videos?
Because she wasn't being supportive of what I was trying to do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need support. Okay.
I would like somebody who's supportive and not just criticizing me.
Okay. Did she criticize you?
Did she say
this was garbage?
I think she said it was bad.
Okay. Dang. All right. Let me look at it. Send me a copy of it. I'll let you know the truth. All right. Go ahead. So then second red flag, what happened?
So then she invited me. I either invited her to go biking the mm-hmm. next week or she had invited me. And we went biking. And actually, that was really fun. So then I just kept on going with her.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, when she went biking, like she was stressed out about work, and then like we went back to her place and mm-hmm. she was stressed out, so I like walked with her,
okay.
and let her vent a little bit, and then she was like, and then I think we both like really felt good about that interaction, so we kept going. And we kept going on dates that I can't remember. She went on a couple trips.
Okay.
So there was some gaps there.
All right. And then what was the end? What was the end of the situation? What made it almost be something, but in the end it was like, no.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Let me build some steps here. Sorry.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Build some steps here.
So then I had thrown a party, and this was a really big party for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I was getting into themed parties.
right.
And this was around Memorial Day.
Okay.
So I did a party for Victory in Europe Day.
Okay.
And so I went all out. I have this hallway in my apartment, and I bought streamers to separate sections.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this cardboard cutout of Big Ben and cardboard of the British flag.
Okay.
And basically what I had people do, and I like colored the lights.
Okay.
I put filter paper on the lights.
Okay.
And so I had people come in and basically I pretended like they were graduating basic training.
Okay.
They were getting shipped to England.
Oh.
Then okay. In the first section. Okay. Then they second room. They're loading into a watercraft,
mm-hmm.
and there's like somebody with a
water gun.
A water gun.
Yeah.
Who's spraying them?
Okay.
Then third room, they have to climb under like some plastic barbed wire.
Okay.
Because they're invading Normandy.
Okay, you got a whole theme laid out at your house. Okay.
Yeah. And so, the next red flag was that she was there.
Okay.
And she didn't appreciate it. She was like, I think we should stop doing this. And this is like the whole thing I've been planning
for months. Wait, hold on. She was at your party?
Uh-huh.
And she said you should stop doing themes?
Not stop doing the theme, but stop doing the experience.
Like, in that moment?
In that moment.
Like, hey, shut the doors down. Everybody got to go home?
Not everybody got to go home. Just like, don't do the... So I was like bringing people in through the experience.
Yeah. Stop the experience.
Like, stop. Yeah, just let it be a normal party is what she said.
Oh, I see. And then you were like, no.
I said no.
Okay.
And after that, I like talked to her. I was like, yo, I didn't mean to just shut you down, but this is something I've been planning for a month. I'm not going to just stop just because a few people. I was having people like.
That didn't want to do it?
There were some people, I think people for generally wanted to do it, but like. It required people to kind of be quiet in the main room where people were.
Oh,
gathering.
I see what's going on here. So
yeah.
People wanted to party when they were done, and you were like, "You can't party because I'm trying to do an experience."
You don't have to. You don't have to completely be quiet, but yes.
Okay. All right. I kind of see where she's coming from. Don't nobody want to go to no party where I got to be quiet. Let me just go home at that point. I'm just going to go home. All right, I did the experience.
Well, clearly you're
on
her
side. I'm about to go up to Porch Fest now. I'm not on her side. I'm just saying, do you want to go to a party where you have a great experience and then you go into the room where everybody else that had the experience and then they'd be like, shh, don't talk about it.
Well,
you gotta
it's
be quiet.
Experimental.
It's like, okay?
It's
okay.
Experimental. It's bold and it's risk-taking.
No, I like it. Listen, I'm just saying, you know, follow, you know, think it out a little bit more. You know, think it out. Maybe get the neighbors involved and be like, okay, we're going to go to the neighbor's house and going to keep it, you know, keep it rolling till the end, right? But
anyhow,
I got you.
It was a red flag, but we talked about it a little bit.
Okay.
and I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She did help with the drinks, so that was really good.
Okay.
Good of her.
She was bartending?
Although I gave her a recipe and she didn't. She didn't want to follow
the
recipe.
She did follow your recipe. How
she
dare
she?
She
wanted to just feel it out.
Right. Wait, what was the recipe? Did you have a theme recipe drink?
It was okay, like okay. A red, white, and blue drink.
Oh, okay. Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went all out on these parties.
Okay. I feel you.
And I want to bring it back. But
are you going to bring it back?
I would like to.
All right. Okay, maybe.
But
you don't even know if you're staying here, so. Yeah, no. But okay, so then what happened?
I think I'm going to extend a month, but anyhow.
Okay, so y'all talked it out.
We talked it out
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I don't think I was really fully satisfied
okay.
with the conversation, but
okay.
I just let it go.
All right, just let it go.
So then there was a point when it was her birthday and I took her out to dinner. And I like, she had this support Palestine fund, so I donated to it.
Okay.
And this is going to come up later. So then fast forward a couple of, like a month or so, we go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Or we don't go on a date, sorry. I'm hosting like this event.
I'm sorry, this don't sound like a situationship, but go ahead.
What do you mean?
Meaning that I'm thinking that you're just hooking up with this girl and then you send her home and this goes on for 2 months. But no, y'all are on, you're dating. You're literally dating this person.
Yeah, that's why I said it's almost a relationship.
Okay, got it.
But it wasn't like, we didn't get to.
Okay, got it. You didn't actually say, hey, we're going to be monogamous and this is what it is. I got you.
Yeah, we were dating and it was almost there.
Okay.
But I was hosting an event. I asked her to come. And she came. Mm-hmm. She brought a couple friends. And after the event, so basically what it was through this organization called Volo. Mm-hmm. And Volo is this sports and recreational league, great league, if you ever decide to join.
Okay.
If you're in the East Coast.
Okay. I might do that.
Great for making friends. You can use my promo code Vivek10 and get a discount if you use
promote. You lost your mind.
Sorry.
Yo, go check them out. What is it again?
At Volo Sports. Okay. You're on the East Coast. I think they're in San Diego as well.
Okay.
And I think they're in like 26 cities, the fastest growing adult sports and social league.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. All right, now we got that out the way. Let's get to the end now.
Okay, anyhow, Volo was doing this thing where if you go and you do a Google review about the person hosting the event, they would give you a kickback of like, I think $10 per review or something like that. And so I was just like, so I told her, support me and write me a review and tell your friends to write me a review. Well, she didn't write me a review and she said she didn't want to.
Oh.
Because she was afraid of, I don't know, just being on the internet.
Okay. All right. So she did support you, and that was it for you.
Well, it should have been it. But, well, there were a lot of should have been it's for me, but and that was one of them.
Okay.
But that made me feel kind of upset.
Yeah.
But then I went. There was a. This was pretty close. So finally. Okay. I got a text from her. Hey, I said, let's hang out on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think like a week or two later. And she says, we're watching. She was going to Annapolis and she was coming back and she was like, my friends and I, we want to do a movie night and they want to meet you. So come through. And so I was like, okay. And I was previously hanging out with one of my good friends. And like I stopped hanging out with him to go to this movie night. And so I went to the movie night and I got there and it was, she was with like all guys.
Okay. All of her friends were guys.
All of her friends there were guys.
Okay. Were you bothered by that?
In that moment, I was bothered by it, yeah.
Okay. Was it just a lot of guys?
It was three or four guys.
Okay.
And then it was her. I was surprised by it.
Yeah. Did you feel intimidated walking into a room full of guys? I was guessing you assuming that there were girls that you were going to meet.
I thought it was going to be guys and girls. Right.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I was a little, I don't know if I was intimidated. Maybe I was. Mm-hmm. But I definitely was surprised. Mm-hmm. And she's not very big on the PDA. It'd be one thing if it was like all guys and she was like,
oh, I see. Mm-hmm,
there was PDA there. And so it like rubbed my insecurities a little bit. Okay. You know, I was like, what's going on a little bit? Are you into somebody here?
You asked her there at the movie night.
I did not ask her that at all. No. But it did go through my head.
Okay.
It went through my head. And
did you talk to any of these guys?
I talked to them. They were all cool. They were all chill.
Okay.
But then after that, you know, she wanted to go to sleep. straight to sleep. And, you know, I was kind of like starting to, and the lack of PDA and the lack of, or even just like affection generally, and the lack of just closeness that I was kind of expecting, even if it was like conversational, like, it didn't happen that night. And I don't know, I felt a little bit insecure that night. So while we were sleeping, and like I reached over to cuddle with her, and she was upset by that.
Oh, okay. This is 2 months in. She didn't want you cuddling.
She didn't want me cuddling really at all. She was early on. She
had
said,
she doesn't like PDA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or non-PDA, obviously, from what you're saying.
She didn't like cuddling, and she said that early on, and I generally didn't cuddle with her. I just, if she wanted to cuddle, I'd let her cuddle.
Okay.
And I enjoyed that. But I would never, like, basically I had resolved at some point to never initiate.
Yes.
The displays of affection.
Right. But you did this time.
But this time I felt insecure, and I wanted to, and I did, and then, and I just stayed up all night thinking about how this is not working. And then I got up at like 3 a.m. And I was like, I'm going to leave. I didn't say that out loud. I was just like started to put my shoes on, and then she stopped me. And she was kind of upset at me. And I guess I had hit her fear of abandonment button. So I went back to bed with her, but she was super upset at me in the morning. Like, she was like kind of half ignoring me talking to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like turning on NASCAR so she didn't have to deal with me. And so, and then we went and hung out with her friends, and we kind of had this, like, we're talking, but we're kind of ignoring each other a little bit. And I went home at the end of that day. And then she texts me the next day that we should meet. And I guess she went and talked to her therapist. And, you know, therapists don't give you straightforward answers, obviously. They tell you you gotta do what you gotta do. But then we got donuts, and then we came back to my place and we talked a little bit. And that conversation became a bit of me saying, I need to stop doing as much as I'm doing for you, because you're not really supporting me. You're not really, I'm all there for you, and you're not there for me. So, and the week prior, we had declared exclusivity.
Oh, so y'all were exclusive.
We were exclusive for one week.
So this was a relationship.
We were exclusive for 1 week.
Okay.
And then, then this
Let's
happened.
Make it clear. It was just 7 days. Okay. Seven and a half.
And she was like, oh, I think I do want to date other people, or I don't know if I want to date other people. Can we walk back our exclusivity? And I was like, sure, but then I'll go date other people. I will go aggressively date other people.
You told her aggressive? You used this adjective?
Probably.
Okay.
And she was like, I don't.
Go get aggressive.
Huh?
I said, yeah, you went to go get aggressive.
I would aggressively date other people. And she was like, wait, so then you would date me for a couple of months and then and then leave for somebody who wanted to get in a relationship with you? And then I was like, I mean, if that happened, yeah. And so she didn't really know what she wanted to do that night. I said I still wanted to try because, I don't know, it's hard for me to separate.
Okay, so then y'all broke up and that was it. That was it, right?
No.
Okay. Y'all got back together. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Then Then she was like, I'll think about it for a few days. And then I called her in a few days, and then she broke up with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think she would say? What would be her side of the story of all this, this not supporting you? Do you think she'd agree with that? Like, well, I was not supportive?
Well, I heard her story from...
Oh, you've heard her story. What was her story?
From someone else. Although hers was very condensed. She was like, yeah, he was anxious and I was in a... avoidant attachment style. She was avoidant attachment style, and I was an anxious attachment style, and that's why it didn't work out.
All right. To sum it up, that's what it was.
Huh?
I said, I guess to sum it up quickly, that's what it was.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can just skip to the end here and find the end result of this.
Yeah. Okay. Are you seeing anybody right now?
I went on one date.
Okay. How are you meeting people? Are you still in the dating apps?
Dating apps are absolutely not working at all for me right now.
Okay, so
I'm getting zero matches on dating apps. But then when girls see me in person, they're like, wow, I want to touch him.
Oh, well, interesting. Are people just touching you? Oh, and you like that too. Okay.
Like, wow.
You like to be touched, especially PDA. So, okay. So if you're not on dating apps, then how, because you said you went on one date, how did you meet that person?
Wow.
Give me the 2-second version of it, please.
Okay. Am I taking too long? I'm talking too much.
I know you like to be like, let me tell you how it all went down. I'm like,
I was worried. I was worried that we would talk for like 10 minutes.
No,
like,
that's, good Lord. That's this it. Is supposed to be a 50-minute situation. We had an hour and a half.
You could divide me into 2 episodes.
Right. I had to do part 2 with you. I don't even want to know how you met this person. It already took too long. How'd you meet her?
I don't know if I can say.
Okay. Was it? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. It was at acting class.
Okay. Good to know. Well, I don't know if you're still seeing this person, but I hope it works out for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
As we come to an end.
Am I going to get social media clips?
Listen, you're asking too many questions here. As we come to an end, I really appreciate you coming to vent about your mini breakups. Did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
You did? Yeah. Was it the time of your life?
It was one of the times
okay,
in my
good
life.
To know. Good to know. All right. I should put you out like you did that girl on that cruise ship, but I ain't. Thank you so much for coming. It was a pleasure having you here. Thank you.
Hand claps.
Thank you so much. All right. That's it.
Whoa. Those wrap are it up.
This was the breakup vent. And hey, listen, if you ever want to vent about your breakup, please feel free to come here. And, you know, I will be all ears, ready to listen. This is a judge-free, safe space for you to vent about your breakups. This is The Breakup Vent. I'm your host, Mahogany. I'm out. If people want to find you somewhere on social media or anything, where can they find you?
At @VivekP_unfiltered.
Okay, that's on, what's this, IG?
Instagram.
Instagram, are you on Facebook, TikTok? You on any of that?
No? I do have a TikTok, but I haven't updated in a long time.
All right.
I also have a Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's where y'all can find Vivek. All right.
Yeah.
Out.